But a proper day, on this day, that the flowers to adorn the altar of God and the house of God have arrived and have been placed, and in their very essence show forth the magnificence and the beauty of God Himself. But also especially on this day of the Most Holy and Most Blessed Mother. Today is a day in which the Church celebrates throughout most of the world, and of course many people, especially around here, do not even know about it. But today is a feast of the Holy House of Our Lady of Loreto in 1297. All of a sudden, this house arrived on the mountain of laurels, the hill of laurels, Lauretanum, and thus the name Loreto. And of course, nobody knew where it came from or how did it get there. Who on earth heard of a house, small though it was, to just plant itself in the middle of a field? Well, the field belonged to two brothers who were supposedly good Catholics, but had all the temptations that good Catholics have. Because being a good Catholic does not deliver you from temptation of any kind. And so they knew immediately this was miraculous. This did not just happen. And so they began to plot with each other or against each other who was going to get all the money that was going to come in when all the pilgrims found out about this and came to worship God. And they would leave lots of money behind. And so they began to fight. And so everything ended that way. And everybody went to bed, not happy. And the next morning they woke up and the house was gone. And then everybody looked. And nearby there was a road. And nearby to the road was a cemetery. And the house was planted on the road, a public road, as a symbol to the brothers and to everyone else that this was a public miracle and belonged to everybody, not just to one or another of the brothers or anybody else. And so, of course, immediately people did begin to come and to worship God, and they realized that this was the house of Nazareth, the house in which Jesus, Mary, and Joseph had lived. And so, of course, that took off tremendously. And today, of course, is the Feast of the Home. Our Lady of Loreto is the patroness of the family. In addition, she is the patroness of those who fly, pilots and passengers alike. And it's very interesting and important. On this day also, or last night, and I have participated in this many times in the past as a seminarian and as a young priest, there are processions in Loreto. Hundreds of thousands of the Catholic faithful come. Usually cardinals and bishops come too. And there are processions all around the town in the hills of Loreto. And a litany is sung, which as a result has retained the name of Loreto, the Litany of Loreto, which is the Litany of the Blessed Mother, that I recommend that you pray today and as often as possible. It has all the titles for the Blessed Mother. And so today is a very, very happy day, a very joyful day, especially for those of us who love the Holy House of Loreto, for those of us who love Our Lady of Loreto, the Mother of God, who has to save the house of God from the Muslims and the heathens who are going to destroy it, as they were destroying everything. They brought the house. And of course, by the will of God, it made several stops. two stops that we know of in Dalmatia. And the people of Dalmatia come every year, even when the communists were destroying everything that they could that was Christian and Catholic. They would come to Loreto to worship God and to honor Mary. And there are still, on those spots, churches that commemorate the fact that the Holy House of Nazareth landed there and then disappeared. And then, of course, she ended up in Loreto on the Adriatic Sea, where one can see from her beautiful walls the sea, and one can see all the way to Yugoslavia on a clear day. A wonderful, wonderful gift of God to the people of Loreto, to the people of Italy, but mostly to the people of God everywhere. So we pray for families, we pray for pilots, and there are many in this parish, past, present, and future. And we pray for all of us who fly by plane and approach the heavens in these wonderful ways that God has enabled man to invent. May Our Lady bless us, bless this family, bless this house, bless these flowers that are here for His honor and glory, and bless all the people that will come here in any day and during the 40 days of Christmas to worship God, that they may be filled with the power of God and with the love of God and the love of His Holy Mother, Mary. May Our Lady of Loreto be with us today and always, and never, ever abandon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.